BZAC Raider team went 9-13 in 2019-2020. They're getting prepared now for what should be a pretty darn good 2020 season. Joining us is second-year head coach Jason Phillips. And, Coach, don't want to put some pressure on you by saying darn good, but I know you've got some talented players. But like everybody, the COVID stuff and all of the other things probably impacted off-season workouts, probably impacting right now getting ready for the season and could impact this season as well.
Yeah, you know, we didn't get to do a whole lot in June. We did have a little bit of open gym in July. And a lot of the kids came. I think they were excited to shoot the ball a little bit and get away from their house. And so I did see quite a few of them. And then we did a little bit of top 64 over the fall. And we had a nice group of girls that did that. So it was nice to see a little bit more participation this year.
Graduated two seniors, Josie Bontrager and Kayla Kraft from last year. But, Coach, you got some younger kids last year, like even Anna Mogensen, who was a junior, got some experience. You got Meredith Brown, more experience. Mary Bontrager, a freshman, picked up some experience. And you get Carly Fisher back this year, which I think is going to be a big get for you as a point guard.
You know, I give her a big hug. See, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday? That was a year ago today that she was in PE and she tore her ACL. So, you know, she made it through the day in PE without getting hurt, and that was a good thing. And, yeah, she's going to be a big part of what we want to do throughout the year. Hopefully we all can stay healthy and stay away from the bug a little bit.
Jason, what did you guys focus on this summer to try and get prepared for the upcoming season?
You know, last year we just had to go over everything that I wanted them to know and understand about my system. And so we didn't shoot a lot last year. This summer and this fall and the first few days of practice, we just been shooting the ball mainly, you know, running and shooting. And we need to shoot the ball better. And we had a lot of open looks last year and didn't make them. And they have to shoot them when they're open. But we also have to make them. So then we don't have to play so much defense. That's the key to us being a little bit more successful is shooting the ball better. And I think we'll do that because we just keep working at it in practice and doing more drills of shooting. And because they know some of our offenses already, we don't have to go over them and do the things that we can become a little bit better.
Have you seen the growth shooting-wise here in practice in the summer that you wanted to then?
It's a lot more form. I'm a big form kind of coach. I was trying to fix a lot of the young kids. The older kids, you know, that's kind of hard to fix. But repetition is also always a good thing. And so repetition and a little bit of form and getting good follow through and just getting in the gym, you know, will help us a ton.
Coach, what are the concerns coming into this season right now?
A little bit of depth because I'd really love to run a little bit more. But when you only play, you know, six or seven kids, sometimes it's hard to run hard. That would be my biggest concern right at the moment. I think we'll play really good defense. Stuff that we're running on offense, I think it's going to come around and we should get some really good luck. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You get into the year, you just adapt to what your struggles are and try to fix them then and go forward and hope you're the best at the end of the season.
Do you feel like with it being year two that the kids have a better understanding of what you're looking for and what you want to do?
Well, I think they understand me a little bit better. You know, I kind of have a reputation of being mean and don't care, and that's totally the opposite. I can be mean. I'm loud. And, you know, that's not always being mean, but I'm a loud person, and I think they understand that now, and they just smile at me when I get a little louder and get a little bit more excited, and then I smile back, and we go on. So it's all good.
Coach, you mentioned you think the defense will be a strength this year. What about the defense stands out for you, and what type of defense are we going to see you implement?
Last year, we played a lot of zone just because I thought we were kind of slow, and we weren't exceptionally quick or fast. But we weren't slow. We were smart. This year, we're a lot quicker. You know, one of the things, I had set a pretty good plan for us before we started, and then we had that injury to Carly, and that kind of slowed things down a little bit. And when you take a good young lady from the post and move her to point guard, you know, for last year, we took a lot of time to try to teach her what to look for and what to see. And when we did that, you know, last year, it's going to help her 100% this year. And so that'll be something nice. She's going to be twice the ball player she was last year. And, you know, that's a tribute to her for taking that challenge on and changing a little bit just for the betterment of the team.
And you mentioned that was Bree Beckman. Probably going to be able to move her down to the block a little bit more, but she has that athleticism to be able to handle the ball as well out on the perimeter. And then Maddie Quirk, another one of those, can get to the rim for you, can shoot, can rebound, defends, kind of does a little bit of everything.
We are going to put her back down into that post area, but we're going to spread the floor and we're going to let her go a little bit because she can handle the ball. You know, that's what's going to be nice this year. We're going to be to the point where, you know, we can spread the floor a little bit. And like I said, if we can shoot the ball, I think people are going to struggle with us when we do, you know, spread the floor. And, you know, we can shoot from outside and then we can go towards the basket with everybody else.
Meredith Brown was kind of a rebounding machine for you last year and played good defense. I'm sure she'll probably be joining Bree down on the block. Who else is going to be fighting for some of that time down in the post?
You know, we have four seniors, you know, Maddie, Bree, Anna, which you mentioned before, she'll always play in the post. And Lauren, you know, she does a great job out on the outside. So, you know, those four girls right there are going to be our core. And like you said, Meredith is playing down there. We're going to have a little rotation going on between Anna, you know, Meredith and Bree for the low post. And then we'll have a pretty nice rotation, you know, with four girls on the outside, or maybe five. We got a couple of young kids that if I can get them just to not turn the ball over, you know, they'll probably see a little bit of action. So that'll be the key.
Maddie, Carly Fisher, and Mary Bontrager, probably three of those girls on the outside. Who are the other girls fighting to get some of those minutes?
Lauren Litters is that other senior. You know, she's looking pretty good right now. And I got a freshman, little Ashinger girl. She works really hard and you know, is very quick. And I told her the other day, I said, you want to play, don't turn the ball over and work hard on defense, and you might see the floor. But we have a lot of good girls, you know, that are working hard in practice, and we'll just keep plugging away. And if somebody looks like they need to play a little bit, we'll sure give them a chance.
Coach Newell Fonda seems to be the king right now, or queen, I guess, with the Caribbean girls basketball of the Twin Lakes Conference. Are they going to be back in that spot this year, or how do you see the conference breaking down, and where do the Raiders fit into the mix?
You know, South Central Calhoun got another girl in with the superintendent moving there. She's really good. It made them a lot better team. They were a good team before, you know, with a lot of talent. You know, Emmitsburg will still have their three or four girls that are really good, and they're coached very well. Pocahontas, they've got, you know, two freshmen that played last year that scored most of their points last year, and they're back as sophomores, you know, and he's a good coach. So, you know, there's three teams that, you know, are very good. You got Sioux Central that got two or three girls that are pretty good, and they did do a nice job. So, you know, we'd like to be in that mix, you know, there at, you know, we'd sure love to contend for the title, but realistically, if we're in that three or four spot, that would be a pretty big win for us.
Feel like the schedule overall breaks down pretty well for you?
You know, we play a lot of hard teams, it seems like. You know, even our non-conference games are against pretty good competition. You know, St. Mary's got a nice group of juniors. You know, there's five or six of them. They're really good. You know, we play Cherokee. They're ranked, you know, usually every year. Ida Groves, no slouch. We play Kemper. They're all right, which is good. I'd rather play really good teams and play good, you know, and because you only get better by playing how good your competition is. I firmly believe in that. And so, you know, our record may not reflect it every year, but I think the association saw how our record was last year. And we played IKM really well last year, you know, for a team that was, you know, only had three or four losses or five losses. So I was very pleased on how we played last year, and I think we'll be better this year.
Coach, looking forward to year number two on you. I think this is going to be a fun year. Kind of excited to see what this team can do. Appreciate you joining us here today to take a look at that 2020 season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Jason Phillips again with the ESAC Raiders. More of the girls' basketball preview show coming up next here on KCIM.